We're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio. Nottingham.
I'm here with Liberation Officer for the SU. So first I'd like to know, what is the SU's official stance on demanding mandatory consent lessons?
So the SU believes that we should be getting consent training, and we're trying to work alongside our student groups to push the university to make that mandatory and to put more funds to like developing an actual course, like a full length course. I was involved in the process of, you know, going through the current course that the university is putting out to first year students, and I do not think it's anywhere near as thorough as it needs to be. And so we are here campaigning that we should have, you know, more thorough mandatory sessions for every student, especially if we want to back the student safety core values that we have and ensure that everyone feels like they belong and like their safety is being considered by the university. Yeah.
And do you think these courses should be developed by the university or have input from services that have experience dealing with survivors of sexual abuse and those who have had unconsensual experiences?
I think the university has an amazing welfare team that runs their domestic abuse campaign and their sexual abuse campaign, and they have so many resources and information that they can afford to do it internally. But I also think it can be something that's worked on externally and internally. The good course that they're kind of recommending now is an external company, but I think the issue with only using external sources is that it's not tailored to our student community, and we know the biggest reported issues being public sexual harassment and sexual violence. We know what our students require, and I know we can tailor our training courses to what we provide activity wise and even just in terms of signposting to the safety and support things that we have, for example on a night out with our safe taxi schemes and stuff like that. So I feel like it's important that we have like an internal kind of person or team working to develop that, or just working to edit whatever is provided by an external source. It can be anyone, so long as there's something, like there's research and kind of thorough energy put into developing a course. Yeah.
And as we can see here at the rally, we've had a majority of female students turn up. How do you think a consent course could be catered to encourage male students to attend and to engage with these issues?
I think the general issue societally is that consent is usually seen as like a, you know, women's issue, and that's the problem, especially because like 35% of our students are, you know, white, male, middle class. And so I feel like we haven't created a space where we can platform the voices of the marginalized students who need this support, who need this training, who need to see like the behavior of our student community change in order to feel safe and supported. And it's sad, because then it's not only women that are victims of sexual harassment and violence. And I wish that we as a union and a university could create more spaces for other people, other non-kind of self-identifying women to come and be a part of the rally, the safe spaces that we're creating for survivors. And that's just a work in progress. So I think as soon as we get the university on our side and we kind of get, you know, the funding and all these things that just are kind of like bottom line things needed for student safety, I think then that would start to reflect the change that you want to see in the student community, I say to the university. And hopefully once we start getting more male kind of staff involved as well, rather than just female staff, then that's something that students can look to as, you know, an ideal behavior. And like, this is an all-inclusive issue, matter, problem. I don't know how to phrase that, but yeah, it affects everyone. Consent training stands to help everyone feel safe, and so I don't think it's just a women's issue.
And this rally today and the open letter can push for these courses to be developed for students at the university, and what response do you think the university may have?
I think the university is kind of aware that this is going on, and their response so far is that they think that students might struggle to engage with consent training, but I don't think that's reason enough to not pilot consent training and not push that on, especially if it's mandatory. What we experience in a lot of our disciplinary panels is people who enact violence on other students claiming that they didn't have any awareness of what consent was, or that what they did could class as harassment and things like that. And I think that this open letter and this, you know, rally and action really shows the university that there's students out there that care, and it's important to listen to that student voice. And although it's not like, I want to make it out that this is not every student that cares kind of vibe, and there are a lot of people signing the open letter, and we have amazing society groups, anti-sexism society groups, anti-misogyny society groups that are really coming together to put pressure on the university on behalf of students who just maybe have felt that their voice can't be heard on like a solo basis. So I think it's important work that these groups are doing here, and I'm always glad to support that and like step on, you know, just push the university a bit. I'm going to say something a bit rude. Yeah, just I don't mind pressuring the university because I feel like there are voices that they are willing to let go silent. And so I think it's important that we empower students to take up these spaces and speak loudly and demand what they need. Yeah.
And how have you supported the rally today, and how has the SU tried to support this campaign?
So we have a lot of work that we are doing with our wellbeing team and the university's wellbeing team. Stuff like Shag Week, domestic the university's domestic abuse case. We've also got White Ribbon coming up, and we've got a Sexual Violence Action Week coming up next week in February. But right now, what we are trying to do is empower the student groups to ask what they want. The SU is completely backing all the student groups. We are happy to provide all kind of rallying materials and just provide that space for a voice. I think that's what the union's main role is, and also getting student voices into rooms. So I belong on a bunch of committees that have to do with, you know, sexual violence and harassment, and I'm kind of trying to expand that student representation to beyond myself, because I don't think one student union rep is enough to say what all the students are trying to say collectively. And so that goes to kind of helping UN, SAS and Sexpression have meetings with our student campus and life director, and giving them that direct room in these spaces and in these rooms where like big decisions are being made. And that's what I think the biggest aim of the SU is, just basically empowering students and letting students know that you are paying, you know, you're paying for university services, and they have the funds to provide this, and you deserve to have your voice heard, and it's an important issue. And so the SU is consistently trying to back that, yeah, especially myself and my role. Yeah.
And from today, what response do you want the university to have, and what response would you want students who have witnessed the rally to have?
I want, firstly, students to know that we're challenging the current culture that we have on campus. I want throughout this year to be consistently making people feel uncomfortable, because it's true that there's already been people that feel unsafe and uncomfortable just having like walking around campus and going about town. And I want us to have these very important conversations that kind of surround student safety, and I want to be able to platform student voices throughout the year. I want the university to listen to what students are saying, actually take this open letter in, and start planning a consent course for next year. It's one of them things where with rallies and with action, a lot of the times you are fighting for something for a future generation or a future influx of students. And the way the university works, unfortunately, is that they do a lot of planning for the academic year that we're in right now, the previous year. And so I feel like they need to listen to what we're saying today and actually get student voice into whatever kind of training they begin to work on for next year. And that's the outcome I hope that we get from this rally. I hope that the university takes us seriously, but not just takes us seriously, but involves student voice in any kind of consent training building they're doing, because I think it's important that we have a say in like what training we get, especially through the society groups that we have set up, who are very passionate and very dedicated to the cause. And I think it's infuriating when you never get that space in a room of power to say what you need, because it's going to be students accessing these training courses. It's important that students have a say in what's being put out and what needs to be said. And I think the university is always cautious of wording that they use, and I'm going to say it truthfully, I don't think they know what kind of students are anymore. These are quite like old people in offices, not directly like interacting with the student community, trying to guess what students need. So I think a lot more student voice needs to be implemented into processes like that. So that's one thing I hope comes out from this. So that's one thing I'm going to be championing to the university anyways, trying to get students from here and from these very passionate spaces into decision-making rooms. Yeah.
And for the students that do speak up and get involved with the campaigning, or who just want support, where can they get support? Who can they go to?
So we have a few welfare members at the rally today, but just in terms of general signposting, we've got our report and support system that is mostly for reporting any, you know, acts of violence, hate crimes, like anything in which any student films harmed, they are able to go through that process. And we have kind of a checkup with each student that puts in a report. But aside from the report and support, we also have our wellbeing team at the SUX University, and that is in the wellbeing suite, and they're able to access that as well. And there's lovely people like Claire Thompson and Hannah Vile and myself and the rest of the officer team who've been trained and are able to offer, you know, welfare and just support. There's also the chaplaincy. I know our students don't have the best relationship with the chaplaincy, but I would like to establish that the chaplaincy within the uni is separate to the chaplain of Nottingham, and it's a multi-faith space, and we have a quiet room and an oasis with just members of chaplaincies on standby to support students who need it. And we're just trying to create that space where students can take part in action but also access support after. And so afterwards we're going to have a little like post-it note activity, but mostly check in with how everyone is feeling, because it can be a lot kind of having to come out and get that energy and like passion to do this, and maybe feel like your voice isn't being heard, or that this is a very sensitive topic, and everyone has their reason for coming. And so we just want to ensure that we have those services set up to support students. And at the moment it's mostly our wellbeing team that does that, and they're an amazing team. But also there's the student advice service, and they are amazing because they have all this bunch of information, and they have personal connections with, you know, like these different like residential hubs of support. So there's like Juno Women's Aid and the Nottingham Women's Project, and there's even Topaz sexual assault referral center. And so in building good connections with those organizations, we are able to directly connect our students to that. And so that is the best way we're able to support them at this moment, but we hope that it's enough, because it's a lot, but we want to do our best to ensure that students feel empowered to do that in a safe way. Yeah, so that's what we have available, y'all.
And for anyone that joins in with the sticky note session, where is that taking place?
That's in the Liberation Hub, which is a new project I'm working on. It's not open per se right now, but it is in quite a visible space of the Student Union building. And so we want to utilize the windows before they get all vinyled up. But the Liberation Hub is basically a space that's meant to kind of represent this inclusivity and community and, you know, a safe representative space for our liberation students on networks. And I've been putting that together for a while, just to ensure that, you know, our marginalized student community feels at home and welcome and able to access the same university experience that everyone else is able to access. And so that is going to be a space that has a bunch of well-being resources in there, but also just stands as a safe space for people to come meet with friends, gather, do some work, and like host events that people feel need to be held in a more secluded, you know, supporting space, I guess. But yeah, that's where that's going to be, and it's going to be exciting. So there's going to be a launch party for that. I don't know what date it is yet, but I'll let you know. To be confirmed. TBC.
We're on campus and we're online.
University
Radio Nottingham.